More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Joy Powers. Anyone who runs an arts organization will tell you that new work is often the hardest thing to sell to an audience. How do you convince people to take the risk to experience something new? Well, you could do what First Stage Theater does. Be a place where audiences expect new work every season. First Stage runs a series of new play readings, and they offer fully staged productions of new work as well. This year, Alvaro Sar Rios and Jim DeVita are the featured playwrights. Sar Rios' play is called On the Wings of a Mariposa and is playing right now through November 10th. DeVita's play, Alex and the Amazing Lemonade Stand, opens this spring. Sar Rios and DeVita join First Stage Artistic Director Jeff Franken's studio with Lake Effect's Bonnie North. Frank says making space for the new is part of the company's DNA.
We've long at First Stage had a commitment to new play development, and I was talking earlier with Jimmy. He has been our playwright in residence for a long time, right? And it didn't start out necessarily formally, but started out before I arrived at First Stage with Bambi, right?
About 29 or 30 years ago when I first wrote for Rob Goodman was the artistic director.
Yes.
As we were saying before, that it wasn't exactly like a titled, you know, resident playwright. We just started doing a lot of work together, and then all of a sudden, 2 or 3 years we were together, and then eventually somebody said, should we call you something?
Or, you're around all the time.
You're here.
Thankfully, yeah. Jeff kept it in the legacy and kept me around for a little while.
But you've added people like Alvaro, and this is, of course, not the first show that you've done for First Stage. You've done quite a few, and we've talked about a few of them.
Right, exactly. So my first project with First Stage was Lois Ehlert's Mohill Stories, adapting those into a bilingual production. And then Luchadora.
This is a really great opportunity, I would think, for playwrights to have a place for new work. There aren't as many. I think there are more now maybe than there were 20 years ago, and you guys tell me differently, but it used to be that you could never get new work established unless you specifically had a theater that did that. Mm-hmm. And has that changed?
Yeah, how is it? I mean, certainly, you know, I started 30 years ago. There was very little support for it at the time. That's why I was very grateful. First Stage 30 years ago was the first time that anybody really gave me a chance as a writer. Because it's hard for theater, obviously. We're an unknown writer, unknown title to try and sell that, just, you know, in the business of theater. So to have that support for playwrights is enormous. And now that we're growing with younger and more diverse playwrights, too, and how we grow this. So, yes, that kind of support is wonderful as a playwright. We have to learn in the public eye. You know, we need that chance, and not every play is going to be a great success, too. I've had some of mine that were, you know, some of my stronger works and some not so much, but I always learned, and so I thank First Stage for giving me that opportunity.
Oh, it's been an incredible experience, and this idea, people have asked me, what does it mean, resident playwright? Are they staying with you? I'm like, no, not all the time. I mean, I love them. They could, but it's not about it. It's about, you know, these four playwrights are all artists that we've worked with and have worked with us, and it's been mutually beneficial. And what I say is we feel at home working with them, and they feel at home working with us. And let's commit to one another to keep talking about the work and talking about projects that we want to take on at First Stage or they want to take on as artists. Let First Stage's Foundry series and our commitment to new play development be a way to foster the creation of new work. And First Stage, I'm so thankful to our board that we remain committed to the development of new work, original pieces and adaptations, and at a time when a lot of theaters are, you know, stepping away from the challenge of creating new work.
Well, yeah, and it's cheaper to go to Samuel French and rent something that's already been done 500 times. But this way, we get to see things that we would never see otherwise.
So my mentor in playwriting, you might be familiar with him, Lanford Wilson, he would always tell stories in terms of being able to develop work with the group that he had in terms of circle rep. And I think, you know, as a beginning playwright, like that was something that was definitely appealing to me, just having a home to be able to develop work. And so I don't know for any other playwright, but I know definitely for me is like being able to have a home that I can be able to bring stuff to and try stuff out. That's very appealing. I mean, for me, that's kind of always what I've been looking for, is having this place where I can try stuff out. And maybe it might not even fit at First Stage, but at least knowing that I can be able to bring it here and have these conversations with Jeff, and also being connected with Jimmy. Jimmy and I have been connected in various different ways, but not actually like this. And so it's making it smaller in terms of that world and being able to kind of talk to each other. And even now that we're in this circle, Like, it, I mean, I feel, I mean, I definitely would welcome, like, Jimmy ever had a script that he's working on. I was like, hey, you know, I just need some eyes on it. I mean, I think, you know, it's, I feel like we can be able to do that.
Well, you trust each other.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a really wonderful thing when, you know, the finances of making art are so precarious, and to have a place where you can come and say, hey, and even if it doesn't work,
right,
that's great that happens.
Well, and all four of these playwrights, again, are people who understand who First Stage is, right? And the fact that we're creating great theater from a young person's point of view, right? And that's it. It's legitimate theater. We were joking earlier. You know, occasionally I'll meet a playwright or a designer or a director who will start a sentence with, well, because it's children's theater, right? And you always know whatever comes next is not going to be good. These people would never say that. They're writing great work.
I was going to say, but there is that stereotype of what children's theater was or often is relegated to. It's not really full blown. You know, it's fine if there's not great production value, or if it's fine if the plot doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it really isn't fine.
No.
And that's one of the things that I've always loved about First Stage, is that it's theater, period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite quotes from Stanislavski, someone asked him the difference between theater for adults and theater for children. He said, well, theater for children has to be better, right?
Yes.
And for so many reasons. A part of it is we think of young people that come to see shows with their families. It's often the first theater experience that they have. So it is our responsibility to make sure that that experience is incredible, that it's transcendent, that it's wonderful, right? And also, young audiences will tell you what they think in their immediate reactions to the show. And, you know, an adult audience may think, I'm not understanding this, but it must be very important, and I will applaud it anyway. So I will sit here politely and take it.
I don't want to be embarrassed by not understanding this.
Everyone else seems to be okay.
Yeah, we used to call it the Wiggle Factor years ago.
Like, right.
We'd sit and watch previews, and Rob and I in the salon, and we would watch where they started to get restless, and we'd mark that in the script. Then we watch another moment, they get restless, or, you know, worse. And then we'd go back, and certainly there was something, I was being redundant there, or it didn't make sense. So we used their you know, lack of patience in, or not that, they just were not afraid to say, I don't know what's going on to you, so.
Yeah.
And we talk about that just in our work together, just the candor that, because we trust one another and have this working relationship, that we can speak candidly. And I think that's what's refreshing about young audiences, is there is a candor that's there. They will tell you what they think.
Yeah, I mean,
that's super helpful.
I use my son as my, in terms of whenever I'm working on something, and no matter what it is, I'll just kind of sit down and try to explain it to him. And if I can't explain it to him,
that's great.
Then I realize there's something, like, I don't know the story that well. And that's definitely whenever I'm teaching playwriting, I feel it's the same way. It's like, can you be able to explain it to a 10-year-old, 8-, 9-year-old? For them to be able to get it like that, and if you can't, then maybe you don't know your story well enough.
Oh, you're not telling it right.
Right, exactly. So that's definitely what I keep in mind whenever trying to tell these stories, is telling it from that perspective, and being able to see it in a way that hopefully that connects many different people, and they, obviously not just kids, but I feel my goal is to really tell those stories that connect in so many different generations. And definitely these opportunities to be able to do that here at First Stage.
Yeah, and it's another thing that I've, with all four of these playwrights, they're also people that none of them have ever been too precious about their work. I think that's a word that you use, James, right? Where he'll be like, just tell me what you think. You know, I'm not beholden to anything, right? So there's an openness to the process. And through our reading series, we get that process not only to dialogue together, but to have the audience participate in that process and to provide their feedback directly, which was immeasurably helpful in both the development of On the Wings of Mariposa and Alex in the Amazing Lemonade Stand, and the processes that we've gone through with those productions.
So where are you? I know Mariposa is open.
Yes.
And so where are you, Jim, with the Lemonade Stand?
I'm in draft. I think I have a 7 in front of it now.
Oh, relative.
You've been using the wiggle factor, or has been in front of anybody
yet? No, it's not
yet?
Been. It's only been in front of one reading, which was in front of families of cancer patients or siblings of cancer patients or people with cancer at the time, young people. And also Alex's mother was there. It was an incredibly valuable night, incredibly nerve-wracking. just to be honest, the responsibility I feel is of telling Alex's story, and with her family living and my target audience. And so I said right away when Jeff brought this up, I said, yes, I have to do this. The next moment was, I have no idea how to do this, how to write this. I started, the first draft was not even a draft. It was like a 50-page it was like stream of consciousness almost. Mm-hmm. I was writing I needed to find something to tell the story. I felt it needed to be heightened in some way, as you were talking about that other one of your plays you were talking about. Like, we need a, I didn't know, was it a musical? Was it poetic? Because something needed to lift it, because I think otherwise we couldn't be there for 70 minutes, yeah. Or I think. So it's been a wonderful journey, and it's gone through. And I'm on my 7th draft now, like complete draft. That's not small rewrites, like. But it's probably one of the plays that I've started out that has changed the most from the initial reading, and the comments from the reading that I did with the audience probably changed it the most. I went back and I studied those, and a lot of things they just wanted to hear their stories. Like the siblings wanted to hear what's the story of the siblings, and I'd been so concentrating on Alex, and one young person said, what about the brother and the sister? Because mm-hmm. I had a character like that in the play, but it's very functional. It was Alex's story, and they said it's a huge part of families of cancer patients is the siblings and how that affects them. So completely changed that character, and it brought much more depth to the script.
Wow. How very cool, though, that you got that feedback.
Yeah, and that they were very frank about it, too. And we keep using that word, but frankness just saves so much time, mm-hmm. you know, rather than tippy-toeing right and having to find, right, just tell me, no, that doesn't work because X, Y, thank you. I'll go out and don't have to tell me how to fix it. Just tell me, I don't understand this. I'm lost. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. And that makes my imagination go. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, that feedback that you mentioned just reminded me of when we had did readings of Luchadora at the United Community Center. And I think the one element that I didn't think about until somebody had asked is like, the Mexican wrestlers in the Mexican community, they're seen as superheroes. They're Superman, they're Batman, and that totally changed totally changed the rest of my drafts, because I had never even thought of that in that perspective, because I was just seeing it as the way kind of I saw wrestlers. In terms of my own exposure with it, it's definitely a little bit different, but yet it totally changed how I tell a story. So I think in terms of what I love about this is that we when we're developing things, we can, we're having an opportunity to do readings at First Stage. With like Mariposa, we had another opportunity to do it at the United Community Center, and be able to just listen and see what resonates with people. And it helps in the development of that. And as I was mentioning earlier, that it's also great that you now are able to introduce, because it's, as Jeff will attest to you, doing a new title is really hard. No matter how many times that person has possibly done work in that city, in the new title, you've got to generate interest in it. And hopefully you want to generate interest in it. And I think this is one of the best ways, is let the community be able to feel like they're involved in the development of it, and having that space to be able to do that.
Well, it sounds to me like it's truly theater for people and of people, that this is a space where you invite all of these voices in. They may not make the exact thing in the final thing, but they had an influence on it, or you learn something from a reaction, and people feel ownership. Yes. You know, they feel like they were part of that process. And it's like pulling the curtain back a little bit and saying, here's how we make the sausage. Mm-hmm. We need your help.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
And you never know where the one comment is that is going to like explode your story open in a way you never thought of. And it's just so important to the process of this. And it's about, you know, I think for me, it's always been like, I'm not as noble, but it's like, I want the story to be the best it can.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm so, it's like, I have an ego too, but it's like, you got a better way to tell me, because I want the story to be the, you know, this thing that we're building here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing we're working on. So I've never been really attached to the way that I wrote the line. No, how would you say it? Oh, that's much better. Let's take that. And the next step is like Molly Rohde, who's directing this now. Molly Rohde is a great eye for new works, and she's challenged me like three major moments in the play to write more. I mean, to write deeper. And she said, I think you're hovering around it.
Hmm.
Go deeper in there. What, you know? I use a lot of ellipses when I do
that.
You know what I mean?
I do that too.
You know, Molly, one of the greatest notes, she said, what would they say if you didn't have the ellipses there? And that one little note broke open this one scene. I think it's 100 times better. And she made me go, because the things that maybe I was hesitant to say, I just wrote it. So that's another thing, is having directors at first stage that are used to working with new playwrights and are not afraid to challenge us, and in a good way, in a respectful way, because we want the story to be the best it can,
right?
Basically.
Right. Well, I am so pleased I was able to get at least three of you in the studio, because I know it's difficult with four resident playwrights. Yeah. People are off doing other things, but I just love the new work, the emphasis on new work, and the collaborative process here. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to see you all.
Likewise.
Jeff Frank is the artistic director of Milwaukee's First Stage Theater. Alvaro Sarrios and Jim DeVita are this season's two featured playwrights, and they spoke with Bonnie North. You can find a link to more information about both plays and the company at wuwm.com.